In this bulletin, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky calls Russia's siege of the city Mariupol a war crime. A new study finds Australia's changing distribution of blood types is linked to shifting immigration patterns. And in sport, COVID-19 takes out more soccery players ahead of the World Cup qualifier against Japan on Thursday. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned Russia's siege of the city of Mariupol as a war crime. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have bombed a school in the city, sheltering 400 people. A Mariupol city council says several thousand people have been taken by force to Russia. Mr. Zelensky says the blockade of the city will go down in history as an act of terror.
Блокадний Маріуполь.
Blockaded Mariupol will go down in the history of responsibility for war crimes. To do this with a peaceful city that the occupiers did is a terror that will be remembered in a century. And the more Ukrainians talk about it to the world, the more we find support. The more Russia uses terror against Ukraine, the worse the consequences for it.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says $450,000 will be provided directly to the Ukrainian-Australian community to assist new arrivals in Australia from Ukraine with the settlement process. The federal government says the arrivals who were issued with tourist visas to expedite their travel to Australia will now be offered three-year temporary humanitarian visas, which will allow them to access Medicare and have the ability to work and study. Mr. Hawke says the government has so far approved tourist visas for nearly 5,000 Ukrainians.
So far we've seen about 700 of those arrive, but we now know every day we all see more people coming who are in a very bad way, who need more support and assistance. I want to thank the Australian-Ukrainian community for what they've done in recent weeks. Many of them have given up their jobs, they've worked around the clock, they've worked through the night with the department, with the government, to support these movements of these people.
Peter Malinauskas is set to be sworn in as the new Premier of South Australia after the Labor Party's win in the state election on Saturday. With counting of pre-poll votes to start, Labor looks set to hold at least 25 of the 47 House of Assembly seats, with a chance to win two or three more. The Liberals should retain 15 seats, while Independents will hold four or five. Mr. Malinauskas is due to take the oath of office in Adelaide later today. Susan Close will also be sworn in as his deputy and Stephen Mulligan as the state's new treasurer. A new study has found positive blood types is becoming more prevalent in Australia among first-time blood donors and patients. The research is published today in the Medical Journal of Australia using data from 1.3 million patients and 500,000 blood donors. Compared to 1993, there's been a marked increase in the blood types of B-positive and AB-positive among first-time blood donors. It's been a rise of 8 to 12% for B positive and an increase from 2 to 4% for AB positive. Lead author Rina Harani from Australian Red Cross Lifeblood says shifting immigration patterns are driving the change.
Blood groups, just like your hair, skin and eye colour, are determined by your genetic background. So what we know is that we've had, in the last 10 years, high immigration from places like Southeast Asia, China and India. And in these places, group B and AB is a very common blood group. And alongside that, RhD positivity is actually hugely common in those particular ethnic backgrounds as well.
And to sport. COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc for the Socceroos' preparation for Thursday night's World Cup qualifier against Japan in Sydney, with midfielder Jackson Irvine and attacker Craig Goodwin the latest to be forced into isolation. The team already without star Aaron Moy and coach Graham Arnold, who last week tested positive for a second time in less than 2 months. The COVID-positive players will now miss the clash against Japan and the following week's away match against Saudi Arabia. Melbourne Victory forward Ben Falami and Blackpool midfielder Kenny Dougal are replacing them in the squad. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 29, Adelaide mostly sunny 27, Melbourne becoming sunny 27, Hobart cloudy 24, Canberra partly cloudy 25, Wollongong much the same 23, similar conditions in Sydney 25, Newcastle partly cloudy 26, Brisbane sunny 29, Cairns mostly sunny 32, and Darwin showers, a possible storm 34. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.